4CBA Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
TFW, KB4CBA. I recognize that call, but the name, your name eludes me. But good afternoon.
Yeah, it's Ken. Kilo Echo November. Yeah, how was the game in the bubble?
It was actually a clinic, but it well, I played better tennis. I'll put it to you that way. But I got an hour and a half of exercise, so I just wasn't real happy with the way I was hitting the ball.
Anything new that you didn't know?
The pro gave me one pointer when I was at the net, which helped, and it's something I already know. She was just reminding me I was just doing it wrong, going back to my old ways. It's hard to teach old dog new tricks, you know. And when you've learned to play tennis one way and it's the wrong way, then it's hard to, you know, shift gears sometimes.
With anything we do, you learn the wrong way right off the bat, and then it's really hard to learn the right way and break yourself of them old habits. That's why teachers rather teach somebody that doesn't know anything than somebody that thinks they know something, right?
And employers are the same way. A lot of them had rather, you know, teach them their way than have somebody that's already done the job and, you know, may have learned it a different way, and then they have to, you know, try to reteach them, and it can make the difference between getting the job and not getting the job sometimes. It just depends on what kind of job it is.
I agree with that. So where are we headed this afternoon?
What else is there? boy, there's some black clouds moving in, but I got a game at 5. And hopefully we'll get that in. I seriously doubt we'll get the 6:30 game in. It doesn't look like the rain's gonna hold off. But we'll start at 5, and then hopefully we'll be able to finish it. We might get rained out. We might get run off the court on that game, who knows, on that match, but we'll just see what happens.
Looking like the rain's moving in. That's definitely for sure. Well, I know, I thought you might be headed out to Marco's. I ain't heard you going for a pizza in a while. I figured you must be about to go into Fitz over a pizza.
Yesterday.
I see you on the radio.
Talking to, let's see, who was it? Somebody I normally don't talk to a lot. I can't think of who it was. A guy named Jim, I think. But I'm really not sure. I couldn't tell you his call if my life depended on it. I have a hard time with calls. And, you know, you can't write them down when you're mobile, so I wish I could. It would help out.
Talk on the radio and change gears and drive and write something down at the same time.
I can remember coming home from college and from Morris Hill was about an hour and 45 minute drive through Tuxedo. But back then, they hadn't finished that cut through the rock there on 25, and we actually had to go through the town of Tuxedo, and it was a two lane for a few miles, and then it went back to four. But I would stop at this place. I smoked back then, and I'd stop at this place and get a carton of cigarettes because they were cheaper in North Carolina, and they were like $3.99 a carton. And that's how long ago that's been. So I'd have a cigarette, and I'd get me a thing of beef jerky, and I'd have a drink, and I'd be driving. Sometimes I'd be driving with my knees, eating that beef jerky, drinking that drink, and smoking that cigarette.
We multitasking. Yeah, I can remember when I was a kid, Dad going up in North Carolina to buy cigarettes and that because they were cheaper. But I don't remember the road. I remember it was the way it is now, all the way to the state line. But I don't know after that.
You could go about maybe 2 miles or so, and then they had the road closed, and you had to get off and get on the two lane and go through Tuxedo. And they were cutting through. There was just a bunch of a big rock there that they had to cut through to finish the road, and it just took them years to do it. And but it's a nice drive up through there now. And now also going up 1923 from Asheville, that takes you up to Morris Hill, and it goes to Johnson City. And it used to go back to two lane. It's all four lane now. And in fact, I think they call it, if I'm not mistaken, I think they call that Interstate 26 there. And now, and when I drove it, it was a four lane, and it was a ghost town. But now, man, it's jam packed. Like, it's like driving on 85.
Here I was working in I was working in Kingsport, and every week we'd have to drive up and then drive back to, you know, on the weekend. And you had to get off, I believe it was at Mars Hill, I think 1923. Man, one time it was snowing, and there was a truck stuck on that hill, that last hill. And it, man, it was a heck of a time, in the wintertime especially.
There's a lot of times I would leave Asheville, and before I got to Mars Hill, the rain had turned to snow, and that was pretty common. And I remember coming back from choir tour, and we were on a big, bus, motorhome type bus, and we were on that two lane. It was a two lane road there, winding through the mountains, coming from the north, and there was a tractor trailer had slid off the road. And there was about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches of snow on the road. But that bus just went on through it. He just took his time, and we got back to the school safely. I remember driving up there that same road. I was coming down that last long hill before it levels out, and there's about 6 inches of snow on the road, and I looked at my rearview mirror, and this guy was coming up on my rear and flying, and he hit his brakes, and he just started doing 360s, and he got closer and closer and closer, and he was still spinning around. I thought, oh my gosh, he's gonna take me out with him, you know, and he slid over, and there was an old store. And it had closed, but the parking lot was still there, and he slid over in that parking lot right as he got to my back end of my car.
one time, and it was snowing, and I was in a 78 model Ford F-150, and I made it within about 100 yards of the top, and then it lost traction, slid over into the other lane on the shoulder there, and right about the time I got it up a little bit further into the little gravel, and had a car come over the hill and went sliding right where I was, KN4TFW.
Well, here's a tag for you. It says, naughty girl. Too bad I can't get up beside her. Ask her how naughty she is.
In trouble for sure.
We'll see. Can't believe somebody put that on their tag.
Asking for trouble, isn't it?
Maybe the first one.
I'm saying that's just like asking for trouble.
Have you seen the Jack Reacher movie, the first one that came out?
If I'm not too much into movies.
Tom Cruise, and he was a MP in the Army, and he got out of the military, and he was basically off the grid. He didn't have. There was not any way to trace, where he was going, because he used cash everywhere he went and didn't have a cell phone. And anyway, but he went to this town, and there were these five guys were trying to set him up with this, get him to say something to this girl so they could, take him out and fight him. And I can't remember the dialogue exactly, but she said, he called me a whore. He said, nah, I didn't call her a whore. Actually, I called her a slut. And needless to say, they wound up in the street, but he was real good with fighting, obviously, being an MP, and he'd been plenty of fights, and so he took them all out. Well, he took three of them out, and the other two ran. He said that's usually what happens. KB4CBA.
I can find that one. Like I said, I don't watch too much TV anymore. You ain't too much that's any good. Or if I'm usually just killing time watching something, I usually find something else I really need to be doing. KN4TFW.
Like a good action and adventure movie every now and then. I don't care for some of this stuff that's on in the movies. It's like the horror stuff and all that, but anyway. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot here, so I'll say 73s, and hope you have a good evening, and maybe the rain will hold off, and I'll get the hit tennis ball a couple of times anyway before it's all over. And I'll stick around for your final, Ken. Have a good evening. 73's KB4CBA.
All right, Dave. Thanks for talking me in back to the house. And I hope you have an awesome game and play well. And I'll say 73. Look forward to catching you another day. KN4TFW.
See, I just caught the last of that cue. So I'm just curious, where's this repeater located?
Caesar's Head on 276, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina state line. KN4FW.
3,600 feet. And it's owned by the Greenville Ham Radio Club, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, BRARS.org, I believe. You can find them online.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just scanning the radio. I caught your Tony Cuso and keyed up, found the tone, and just thought I'd kick in. and ask. I didn't know there was one on this frequency, but now I do. I appreciate it. Hey, K4C.
You located?
Over North Carolina, but which of course is right on the line. Yeah, right here in Grover.
Probably closer to the repeater than I am. Because I'm in Greenville right now. Anyway, I got to run. I got a tennis game. But good to talk to you. 73's KB4CBA.
AK4C, 73's to you, sir.
Repeater, we do not hear any voice. Just thought I'd let you know. KL4WTF. Just a horrible buzzing sound. KL4WTF.